The warrant made public. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal magistrate in Florida unsealing the warrant he signed for a search of former President Trump's home Monday. In the receipt for the items taken, the FBI claims the list includes classified documents. Former president pushing back on that.
On his social network, Mr. Trump posted about the documents in question. Number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it any time they wanted without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. President Trump's legal team says the dates belie the claim that there was an immediate threat. The warrant was issued August 5th, wasn't served until the 8th, and it was good for 2 weeks.
The warrant proves that everything the Democrats have been pushing down our throats for the last few days is absolute baloney. None of it passes muster. This warrant is clearly politically motivated and for no other reason.
Trump attorney Christina Bob, the FBI's probable cause affidavit used to get the warrant remains under seal. Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee are calling for the Justice Department to make it public. Every Democrat voted yes, every Republican said no, as the House passed a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi highlighting lower prescription drug prices for seniors and more than $360 billion in climate and energy initiatives. The measure also is forecasted to generate about $700 billion in revenue, with a minimum corporate tax and increased IRS enforcement. Chief complaints of Republicans, led by Kevin McCarthy.
They will destroy our economy and mortgage your future.
President Biden says he'll sign the bill into law next week.
Fox's Jared Halperin. At least one person is reported dead, others injured at a music festival in Valencia, Spain, as high winds collapsed the stage. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. has set a record for hot summer nights.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average low temperature for the lower 48 states in July was 63.6 degrees, beating the previous record set in 2011 by a few hundredths of a degree. Not only the hottest nightly average for July, but for any month in 128 years of record keeping. NOAA says in the past 30 years, the nighttime low in the U.S. has warmed an average of about 2.1 degrees, while daytime high have gone up 1.9 degrees. For decades, climate scientists have said global warming from the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas would make the world warm faster at night and in the northern polar regions. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
State of Florida banning the use of Medicaid to pay for gender-affirming medical treatments. The state agency that oversees the payments says it's determined those services are not consistent with generally accepted professional medical standards and have the potential for harmful long-term effects. Health officials say it's possible hundreds of people in New York State have gotten polio and don't know it. The virus that causes that potentially deadly disease has been detected in New York City's wastewater now. That suggests it's circulating locally. A noted snake researcher has been killed by one of his subjects.
An 80-year-old Harpers Ferry, West Virginia man who had made significant discoveries about snakes his entire life died after being bitten by a timber rattler earlier this month. The bite came from a captive snake on his property. Friends described William Marty Martin as an authority on timber rattlers, which he had studied since childhood. Martin had been bitten before, but recovered from previous bites. Deaths by snake bites are extremely rare, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting about 5 fatalities per year. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.